The Vulnerable Hero Podcast begins now. What is up, my brothers and sisters? Hello, my name is Lucas Mack, the host of the Vulnerable Hero Podcast. And it's been a few weeks, been busy. I was traveling for work. I was down in Orlando for a week for the Microsoft Ignite conference, producing some videos down there. Had a great time, and now back and ready to bring another topic, bring another discussion forward for all of you listening. Whether you are a man or a woman listening to this podcast, today's episode I know will resonate with you. And it's comparison is the thief of joy. It's a Teddy Roosevelt quote, famous quote that he said, comparison is the thief of joy. But I want to talk to you about comparison today. See, what happens is, especially in the workplace, when you compare where you are with a coworker's journey or a peer or colleague's journey or even a client's journey or a supervisor, when you compare, doesn't matter what role you're comparing to, you actually let energy out of you and you lose your momentum. You let the steam out of you and you lose your power. When we compare, we start to feel insecure. We start to allow, well, what am I not doing right if they're getting ahead? And what we don't know and we don't see is what everyone has gotten to, or the path everyone's taken to get to where they are. And some people's paths, actually every person's path is different. However, some people's paths that you are comparing yourself to in that present moment and you don't see what took place prior have been marred with pain, trials, struggles, and they've gotten to where they are. Or their path has been smooth. And for the most part, I mean, everyone goes through this world with some pain, but their path has been pretty smooth and they've gotten to where they are. However, you don't know how much further they're going to grow. But you, looking around, looking at other people, seeing where they're at and where you're not at, and compared to where you want to be, you have your own journey. You have your ups and downs, trials, traumas, pains, fears, insecurities, all the things that you've carried on your back, on your shoulders, and in your gut for so long. These are you, and these are your journey. These are what you bring, and they are also what you get to unpack. And when you unpack these, when you take the burden off, when you stop comparing yourself with someone else and their journey, but know that your journey, for whatever deep desire burns within you, that you have this vision for the life that you want to live, stay the course. Stay the course. And what you can eliminate, eliminate. What you need to take on, take on. What you need to learn, learn. What you need to let go of, let go of. But do not confuse someone else's growth in their journey with a lack of growth of your journey. This happens so much. My background, I started my professional career as a broadcast journalist. I was a TV reporter, on-air TV reporter. And one of the worst backstabbings I have ever even heard of happened to me by someone who I thought was one of my closest friends. And there was a morning traffic anchor position for a TV station here in Seattle. And I had just moved up from San Antonio. I was freelance reporting at the ABC affiliate, And I heard about the morning traffic anchor position at another affiliate here in Seattle. And it wasn't posted publicly. Someone had reached out and told me about it. And I shared with a friend who was the morning traffic anchor at another station in town, this close friend who I'd been close friends with for years. And I shared about it. And I just really was like, hey, any tips? And I auditioned and it went really well. And then a week went by, I didn't hear anything until I'm at the station that I'm freelancing for, and I hear that my friend, who was the morning traffic anchor there, was escorted out of the building and took a job at the station I told her about for the position I told her about. And then when I talked to her, she said, now, were you going for that position? That was the last conversation really I ever had with her. And it hurt. It hurt badly. But she has gone on to have her own journey, and I have certainly gone on to have my own. And if I let that bitterness take deep root and hold on to me so tightly, I would have never gone and continued down my path. And my path is to see the hurting in this world get healed and the healed go out and heal another. My path was not to be a TV reporter or an anchor or a TV host. My path is to be here with you and to reach as many people possible in this world to let them know that love is real. Unconditional love is real. And that unconditional love that is real is waiting for you and I to drop our walls, have the courage to face it, release our fears, and receive love. This is the message in my path. It wasn't to be on TV. And I share that story because I've since reconciled with that person. And I forgave her a long time ago, but I've been in contact. We follow each other on Instagram now. And she's out of television, and so am I. And why this matters is I am on my path, and she is on her path, and you are on your path. Don't compare, period. Don't compare. Maximize yourself, but don't compare. Someone else's milestone is not your own milestone. Someone else's promotion or explosive social presence is not yours. So don't let it limit you and don't let it irritate you or get inside you. You have your own path. Another thing I wanted to talk about today, in addition to don't compare, is honor your path. Where have you come from to get you to where you are right now? What have you overcome? What resiliency have you brought forth? I think many of us don't honor where we've come from enough. And I don't mean that we've come from things that are good. I mean, you're still here. So something within you is stronger than the adversity that you faced. You are a hero. You are the hero of your own life. And that which tried to break you, didn't. That which tried to kill you, couldn't. That which tried to eliminate you hasn't, because you're here and you are a powerful being. So are you comparing yourself? And who are you comparing yourself with? And how long have you been comparing yourself with other people? Has it been since elementary school, middle school, junior high, high school, college, early professional, wherever you are in your journey? When did you start comparing your journey with another person's journey? And then think of all the wasted energy you've given to thinking about where other people are and feeling insecure about where you are. And the number one thing that comparison does is it strips away and robs you of gratitude. And without gratitude, it is impossible to feel happy. Without gratitude, it is impossible to feel joy. Without gratitude, it is impossible, hear me, it is impossible to become a leader. Because a victim that says things happened to me, or I haven't experienced what they, I haven't gotten my chance, my big break yet, that's a victim. And no one will follow a victim for very long. But a leader says, I am grateful for all things have worked together for my good. And I know that I am going forth to make a great impact in this world. Whether today is my day of notoriety or not, I will take another step towards my mission to make a greater impact in this world. And this, my friends, is what legacy is. Legacy is the impact you make in the lives of others. It's not the materialism, wealth, or career, or whatever external thing you've done. It is the impact you make on the lives of others. So when you compare, it is very difficult to make an impact on the life of others, or as much of an impact as you could if you just stayed your path. So, this episode today is short, but I hope you take from it great wisdom and that you can stay your course and you can live the life and make the impact you truly want to make. Compare not, my brothers and sisters, compare not. Don't compare yourself with me, and I promise I won't compare myself with you. We get to walk locked arm, side by side in this world together to go forward to make a great impact. And when we honor ourselves and honor our journey and honor our past and honor all that we've overcome, then we know where we're going forward. We can be our own hero to liberate souls wherever we go. I'm a soul liberator. That's why I'm here on earth. That is why my soul entered my body. It is to liberate souls, to show people that there is unconditional love, that there is a God, and that God is love. And any teaching that confuses God, which is love, with God who makes you afraid is not truth. Any teaching that puts conditions upon the love of God is not truth. Any teaching that makes you question your own value is not truth. Any teaching that strips away your self-worth is not truth. Any teaching that causes you confusion is not truth. Where love is present, truth will come forth, resulting in our personal freedom. So you, my friend, I am here to walk alongside you and hopefully provide some sort of context and content that adds value to your life so that you can be the best version of you. Not be like me, not be like another, but be the best version of you. For this is what the world needs. The world needs you to be you. So compare not and fear not, because your greatest days are ahead. My name is Lucas Mack. Thank you so much for listening today to the Vulnerable Hero Podcast, where I define vulnerability as having the courage to experience love in its purest form. Make sure to follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and Twitter. Join the conversation, bring people to this narrative, and let's make a greater impact in this world, for the world is waiting. I'm Lucas Mack, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.